The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hi there, welcome along to the Tom Queeley Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and today we're going to be looking ahead to some of Saturday's action at Sandown. Promises to be a great day's racing. We've got the Solario Stakes to look forward to, as well as a good fillies and mares race. A decent supporting card as well, some competitive handicaps, and it should be a great day's racing. I'm joined on the line by Tom to look ahead to the action. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Great, yeah, very good.
As I said, two sort of feature races, if you like, but it's a good card in all, isn't it?
It is. It's a very solid card, and there's a lot of exciting prospects on offer here in the line of equine performers. So it looks like we're going to have a good lineup today.
Hopefully. Okay, then we'll kick things off with the 205. It's a Class 3 handicap over 5 furlongs. It looks at another devilishly competitive sprint, doesn't it, Tom? Where do you start with this one?
It's competitive. It's wide open. I've got two selections here, and both are drawn low, which I think may be a help to those. O'Gorman for Gary Brown, Richard Hughes, who won readily last time at Windsor. He's a gelding that's kept on improving. He's got plenty toe. And I think, as I said, Hughes gets on very well with him, and I think he'll be in the shake-up. Another one in each is a slightly bigger price. In each way, it's got a chance will be Titan's Baby, who has done nothing but improve as a four-year-old. Slips in at 8 stone 8, Paul Hannigan on board. And another one drawn low. He did it very well at Goodwood, and I think there's certainly more to come, and a real improver. So they'd be the two I could see fighting out to finish.
Okay, then Titles Baby, who has been well supported this morning, now 4-1 favourite at the time of recording. The 240 is the next race we're going to look at. It is the Solario Stakes, a Group 3 contest over 7 furlongs, and it sees what could be a very, very high-class performer make his second start. Kingman was mightily impressive on debut, and on reputation, Tom, he'd take all the beating here.
Yes, a huge reputation he has, this son of Invincible Spirit. He was an impressive winner at Newmarket. I think he drew clear by about 5 lengths on that occasion. He's been well touted. He's been well talked up. And it looks like the sky could be the limit for him. I can't see anything in here to beat him, to be honest with you. Music Theory will probably follow him home. He's been running well at Newmarket, so... Kingman is all the rage, and I think rightly so.
Okay, then, so Kingman to take the Solario for Tom. The third race that we'll look at is the Fillies and Mares race at 3:15. The Atalanta Stakes is a Group 3 contest over a mile. Integral we'll start with. He's done a little wrong to date, but comes up against an informed filly in the shape of Charlie Appleby's Zibellina, amongst others. Which way do you see this one going?
Yeah, it's a tricky affair. Integral, as you said, has done nothing wrong before stepping up a long way to Group 1 company in the National Stakes. Ryan Moore obviously on board again. I would see her, the fact she's back down in grade, I could see her very much involved. As you said, Zibellina has done nothing wrong, unbeaten to date. This daughter, Dan Zilli, drawn in 10, but there's not that many runners, so hopefully she won't be too inconvenienced by the draw. I think the way to go here is probably look for a little bit of each way value, and I think maybe Riyadh at sort of a bigger price with Charles Hills, fairly consistent. She yet to get on the board this year, of course, but slightly at a bigger price maybe. But I think Integral back down in grade will take all the beating.
Okay, then. The next race that we'll look at is the 3:50. to Class 2 handicap over a mile and two furlongs. You ride Research here, Tom, and come up against some pretty smart performers, the like of Sanocki and Star, who's admirably consistent. Can he continue his impressive form?
He can. I fancied him last time at York, but just bumped into one. It's probably his toughest test to date. Sort of drawn smack bang in the middle. There shouldn't be any excuses. Dan Chai is another one who comes into the race in good enough form. I'm on board Research, who won at Epsom on Derby Day. He's fairly rock solid, and I know I disappointed a little bit last time, but he should be in the shake-up, and I give him an each-way chance. Trade commissioner, of course, the distance winner, and he's got a lot of weight to carry, but I suppose he is class horse in the race, so if he were to put his best foot forward, he would be thereabouts, but I think Sanocki and Star could take the beating.
Okay, then, Mark Johnson, Sanocki and Star to be consistent once again. The fifth race that we'll look at is the 4:25. A tricky nursery to gauge, Tom, with half the field having won last time out. What do you think wins?
There was a lot to like about Lilyfire at Ascot. She's drawn well. My concern with her would be, has she got the experience? Now, I know Hunter's Creek has only got one more run in comparison to her. He's a colt by Cape Cross. I think he just may have a little bit more experience, and he actually got off the mark nicely on Polytrack after building on a satisfactory debut at Nottingham. So I think experience may come into it. And another one right down the bottom is Needless Shouting. There's lots of experience at a bigger price. May just run into a place, but I think I'd side with Hunter's Creek.
Okay, then. The penultimate race on Sandown's Saturday card is the 5 o'clock, a handicap over a mile. Another competitive race, Tom. What do you fancy?
Yeah, wide open, and you can make a case for quite a few. Silver Dixie makes obvious appeal right up the top there for Jeremy Nasida and Ryan Moore. It's like been steady improvement all through his career so far. He's fairly versatile. I think he can be ridden forward, so that will be a big bonus around here. Of the dangers, Mazahir obviously makes appeal also. I'm on board Starlight Symphony, who's quite good at this trip, and with the benefit of blinkers on her, I think she could give a bold show from a flum draw, so she would have a solid each way chance, but it's competitive stuff, and I'd probably fear Silver Dixie the most.
Okay then, so Silver Dixie, the overall pick in the 5 o'clock. And the 5:30 is the last race on the Sandown card. And, well, surely Broadway Duchess has to go close here for the formidable partnership of Richard Hannan and Richard Hughes.
Yeah, as you say, the Hannan-Hughes team have been in tremendous form this season. Broadway Duchess has drawn 6. She's stepping up in trip, and the pedigree would suggest that there's more to come at the mile and a quarter. She was third latest when she was behind horse that I won on Morpheus. She's going the right way, and I think she'd be very hard to beat. One at a big price, I would say, is probably Tajak, the mount of Martin Harley, who's having an excellent season riding out of his skin. This horse is falling all the time in the weights, and according to my paper, a huge price, could just run on and represent a little bit of each way value at a horse that hasn't won in quite a while, but if retaining ability is falling into way, and would have a chance.
Okay, certainly an interesting pick there in the last. Thanks for your time, Tom. Good luck with those picks, and good luck with all your mounts today.
Thanks very much. All the best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.